We haven't gotten very far. We're still in the first line of the Mishnah. Ha'isha niknes b'shalosh drachim. Even niknes b'kesef b'shtar obadiya. So, clearly, in other words, Rashi already points out, niknes l'bayla, that we have a creation of baylus via this process of kiddushin, and somehow kesef, shtar, and diya are the means to create this change, this status of eishes ish. Exactly where are we learning out kinyan kesef from? So you saw that there are two sugyas. The Gemara by us is simply an abbreviated version, but if one moves over to Daf Gimel Amadeis, that's where Chazal asked the question of Bekesef Menole. How do we know? In other words, our Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Aleph deals with the language of Niknes, but in terms of the core of the issue, that's dealt with Daf Gimel Amadeis through Daf He Amud Aleph. And you saw that there are basically two drushas. We have a drusha of Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, and then we have we have Tana Maisilei Mihach. We have a brisa. We have a Mamar of the Amoraim, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, and we have a brisa. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav is that we learn it out from the world of Amma Ivriya, that the Torah says, V'yotza chinam ein kosef, ein kesef lo adon ze, avo yesh kesef lo adon acher uman nihu av. Namely, that when we have an Amma Ivriya, when we have a ketana who was sold as an Amma Ivriya, and she reaches the age of na'ara, she becomes bat mitzvah, she's mevi'asi manim, then v'yotza chinam. Then she automatically goes free, even though her owner had paid for her a lot of money, and she's still within the 6 years of her servitude. But the moment she hits this point, she automatically goes free. So why then does the Torah continue Ein Kasef? Isn't that simply a repetition of Yotzachinam? So Chazal or Doresh, Rabbi Yehuda Marav is Doresh Ein Kasef Lo Adon Zeh, Yesh Kasef Lo Adon Acher Uman Nihu Av. That this is the makar of kesef kiddushin, that when a father gives his daughter the ketana over to someone as a wife, the father receives kesef. This is the makar of our mishnah. That's one makar, and then the second makar on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, the brisa, is what is a little more familiar to us. That the Torah speaks about kiddushin with the phrase yikach, and we already find that phrase of kicha in the world of kinyan karko nasati kesef asod dekach mimeni. And so we learn, kicha kicha, that just as kesef works to transfer baylus on a field, so kesef also works to create nisuin, to create ishus. Okay? That's what we know. Now, if we think about this in terms of the nature of kesef kiddushin, if we're learning out from the world of Amma Ivriya, so it's fine. Namely, we find that when you create ishus are created via kesef. That's what the Torah implies. Ein kesef lo adon zeh, v'yesh kesef lo adon acher. That when a father gives over his daughter in marriage, it's done with the means of kesef. But if we're learning from Stei Ephraim, that's a little difficult. Why in the world would we connect kedushe isha to transferring bailus on a field? What over here underlies the drasha? So here I said, well, let's try and understand how does kesef work in the world of fields. Maybe then we can understand what's the connection between a field and a wife. So I sent you, and the Mar Makomas I gave out last time, I sent you to the world of kinyan karka. The Shulchan Aruch over there paskins karka niknes bi'echel me'arba drachin. This is a mishnah a little later on in the first parak. The kesef b'shtar u'b'chazaka u'b'kinyan sudar. And the mishnah and then the machaber gives an example. The kesef ketzad machabo bayis asar nasan lo kesef shave pruta kana. V'ein echad mehem yachol lachzor. So this phrase over here, kesef shave pruta, rang an alarm bell in the heads of the mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch. And what are we talking over here? We're talking about, it used to be when a person, many, many years ago, if you would buy Rice Krispies, you would get a little deed in your Rice Krispies box for a square inch of land in Alaska. That was one of, they wanted very much people to buy Rice Krispies, so they used to tell you that in Alaska, who knows what's there? And you can get a, you know, square inch of in other words, so if you're getting something which is Sheva Pruta, it makes sense that you would pay for it to Sheva Pruta. But if you're buying an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, what does it mean to make a kinyan to Sheva Pruta? So the Sma on the Shulchan Aruch, who is the, you know, like the main mefarish of Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, points out, the Bepachos mi Sheva Pruta ein chashivas liknos. Well, clearly, less than a Sheva Pruta is meaningless. But how does a Sheva Pruta work? V'ayri dafka v'shenosan lo a Sheva Pruta al demei ha-pira'on. In other words, so what is the function of this Sheva Pruta according to the Sma?
The value of what you're buying.
It's the... Well, I mean, what do we call it in English? What are you doing by giving the person, if the apartment is worth a million shekel, and you give a person Sheva Pruta, you're giving a down payment. You're giving a down payment. Namely, kesef kinyan is paying the value of the land. It's what we call tmura. You're giving an exchange. You have real estate, you have money, the same value is going to transfer. If you hand someone the value of his real estate, it's going to transfer the ownership to you. The pruta is simply the smallest down payment that you can give, which is halachically meaningful. V'hashar zakaf l'milvah, but clearly the rest of the money is owed, and if the rest of the money is not paid, then what's the status of the sale? And it's batel mavuto, right? And this is what it points out later on, that we're dealing with a situation of where you have patience to accept the payment of the loan, it's like mortgaged, etc. But if you would be knocking on his door every day, where's the rest of the money? Then there's no kinyan, it never got off the ground. You never accepted the down payment as being meaningful. And so really the Shulchan Aruch over here is somech on that which it speaks about later on in Sif Yud, or we're dealing with a square inch of land in Alaska, Shekol Shobi HaMekach, Eina Ela Pruta. What is the Sma coming to exclude? This is what we call halachically Kesef Piraon. That the court, in terms of the world of Kinyan Karka, the Kinyan Karka works with Kesef, so the Sma understands that this Kesef is Kesef Piraon. We're dealing with a payment of value. And the fact you're giving a Sheva Pruta, that's simply a down payment on the value. What's the other alternative that the Sma is coming to exclude? What we'll call Kesef, not Pira'on, but what's called Halach in the Achronish literature, Kesef Kinyan. Namely, that the Kesef is a symbolic act, like holding a Suder is a symbolic act, like handing over a Shtar is a symbolic act. It's a symbolic act of Kinyan. Like Meshicha is a symbolic act, and Akba is a symbolic act. That we have Maisa Kinyan. And so over here, the Maisa Kinyan is handing over a Pruta. And then it's yours altogether. In other words, even without having paid anything. It's not a down payment. It's a means of Kinyan. It's a Maisa Kinyan. It's that which is going to transpire. When I give you a Pruta, your field now belongs to me. That's all. I did a Maisa Kinyan. The Sma says, no, ain lomar de irikan bekesef shenosen, ain lomar de lo irikan bekesef shenosen b'shevi piro nelenosen lo pruta, shev pruta zu nishtab de zu lazo, zo limkor v'ze liknos, ain acha yachol lachzor, but similar to shtar, similar to chazaka, similar to suda that we're dealing over here with a symbolic act, ze eino. How did the Sma know ze eino? What's his raya that as opposed to, so of course if we say kesef is Karka is nikne with four things. Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka, and Sudar. Shtar, Chazaka, and Sudar are all symbolic acts. You still owe the entire amount of money. They're all symbolic acts. So why not say that Kesef also is not a symbolic act? What's the Raya of the Sma? No, he says, next line. No, you have this picture, no? Somewhere. You picked it up last time, yeah? What does he say?
Thank you.
The Kesef, Kinyan, Nilman, Bistei, Ephron. They didn't stay Ephron. Avraham Avinu didn't give a pruta. He gave arba mayot shekel kesef over la socher. He paid kesef piron. He gave value. Avraham Avinu wouldn't give a down payment. He wants to be sure that this is not going to be any hanky-panky over here. He gives the full amount. So you see that the ideal kesef is to pay the full amount. You want to give a payment of half. You want to give a payment of a quarter. You can go down and down and down until you get to a sheva pruta. But it's only a down payment on value. That's the raya of the sma. Okay? You understand that someone is going to disagree with the sma, and that is whom? That's the Taz. The Taz says, "Ma shekosav hasma de kol shelo nosan Torah shovi mekach eno kona lo hevanti dvarav." I have no idea what the sma is talking about. The Taz holds that over here we're talking about kesef kinya, not kesef pira. Why does the sma disagree with? Why does the Taz disagree with the sma? Two reasons. Firstly, we have the kosav harama b'sif yud ba'amar ervoni yikom. Kana hakol, that we have black and white. The Ramah says that if you want to buy an apartment in Israel and you're going to give a person a quarter of its value, but you say, I want this quarter of a value to be the be-all and end-all of the kinyan, then it works. Ervoni yikon, kana hakol. If that's the agreement between the two parties, it works. So you see that we're not talking over here about value. No one would say that the apartment's value is a quarter of its value, but rather, in other words, this is the concept of kesef kinyan, that it can be symbolic, and in terms of how much the apartment is going to go for, that will agree between the two of us. Va'od, but more important, ha gabe kinyan de isha be kesef nilman be Ephraim. No one is going to say that the world of Kedushe Kesef is Kedushe Piron. No one is going to say that we're giving over value, that even if we give a ring, that the ring is the value of the person. Come on. I mean, even if the ring cost you $50, $100, no one's going to say that that's Kesef Piron. So just like in the world of marriage, the kesef is a symbolic act, so also in the world of karka, the kesef is a symbolic act. That we're dealing over here, just like chazaka is a symbol, and shtar is a symbol, and suder is a symbol, so also kesef is a symbolic act of a transfer of ownership. So that's the machok between the sma and the taz, yes? The Taz is saying that the moment the Gemara learns it, you have to assume the Gemara is talking about apples and apples, not apples and oranges. Right, but what would the sma say? In other words, you're asking basically, if the Taz is correct that every time we have a drasha, we're comparing equals. So how did the sma get off the ground? Not only that, but the sma proved from Stei Ephron his shita. So
he started with Stei Ephron and then learned it out of kedusha. Here we started with kedusha.
Yeah, but the Taz says, but you can't do that. You can't start and say that Stei Ephron is Kesef Piraon, and we learn out Isha, therefore Isha is Kesef Piraon. No one would say that. Even the Sma would agree. Even the Sma must agree that by Isha it's not Kesef Piraon. So you see that the Sma's understanding was wrong. In other words, but rather, let's work backwards. Since it's not Kesef Piraon by an Isha, so it's not Kesef Piraon by a Sada, then it fits nicely into the other three means, and then it fits nicely into Ervona Yikon and Shalom Yisrael. Namely, why start with an assumption which is going to lead you to a dead end? Start with an assumption which is going to lead you to comparisons that make sense. So, what Jason Avram is raising over here is how did the Sma learn the Gemara? How did the Sma learn Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron? What are we learning from Stei Ephron? It's much more limited according to the Sma. What are you learning from Stei Ephron? Only that. Just as a field is nikne by handing over money, so also what? A woman is becomes an eshes ish via the means of money. Period. But not that we have two of the same. Namely, we're simply learning that money is a means of kinyan. But this is kesef piraon, and this is kesef kinyan. Namely, according to the sma, it's clear that we're simply learning the technical details of the means of the kinyan, not the essence of the kinyan. That's clear within the sma. He says black and white that, as Jason pointed out, that Stei Ephron clearly is piron. Arba meot shekel kesef over la socher is not a symbolic act. that's Kesef Piram. And if we're learning a Isha because we have the same phrase, so it means that the same technical act of handing over money will be Konan Isha, but in a totally different context. It's not going to transfer Bailus, but rather it's going to create Ishas. The problem is, according to the Taz says that we learn out from this drasha that we have over here an equation, not a parallelism. According to the Sma, we have a parallelism. We have a parallel between Kinyan Sada and Kinyan Isha. Both of them Kesef works, but here it's Piron, and here it's Kesef Kinyan. But according to the Taz, we have an equation. In both of them, it's Kesef Kinyan. So then the question comes up, in other words, according to the Taz, if we follow through logically, it would appear that there's probably going to be, within the world of creating Ishus, also some transference of Ba'alut. In some way, this woman is not just going to be an Ashes Ish in terms of Lotinaf, but in some way, there's going to be some transfer of ownership. In some way, the husband is going to own her. Do we find that at all in the Rishonim, that somehow that a woman is not just married to a husband, but there is also some form of choshen mishpat. Now it's only Eben HaEzer. It's not only not only the world of relationships, of human relationships, but somehow there is also some form of ownership that we're speaking about. So that's where I sent you to a number of makoros back and forth. According to the Sma, clearly no. There's no source for that. The fact that we happen to have Kesef working in both realms is simply a technical parallelism, but nothing more than that. It's a kicha kicha, but it doesn't mean that a woman is being purchased, chas v'shalom. There's no, because according to the Sma, in the world of Karka, it's piraon, it's value. There's no such thing as a human's value as a wife. That's something that it's a beyond value. Mashenkin, according to the Taz, how does the Taz know that Kesef to buy karka is Kesef Kinyan as opposed to Kesef Piraon from the comparison to Ishus? So it would appear that there would be not just a parallelism but an equation. Does that work its way out? So here I sent you to Rishonim in two different sugyos. One sugya is the sugya in the beginning of Ksuvus. Beginning of Ksuvus, it points out the Sula Nisei Sliyom HaRavi, and the Gemara says, Chazal were shoked al Takanos Benos Yisrael, that from the time that a woman is supposed to be married, if the husband for any reason decides to postpone the marriage, he has to begin paying her from the original time of the wedding. What does he have to be paying her? Mizonos. He has to begin taking care of her. He has to begin paying her. We have Kesef. We have Sher Ksut V'Ona. And Sher, according to Moshe Parshim, is Mizonos. He owes her. She's giving him over her freedom. He's promising to take care of her financially. And so he has to begin paying her Mizonos from that date. Namely, he can't play around with it. It's parallel to what the prenuptial agreement in order to be able to push people to give a get, right? That if we can't get our act together, the husband signs to his wife, we've already gone to a business, we can't get our act together, after a period of a month, 2 months, I'm going to begin paying you, you know, to stay in a hotel. In other words, that I can't just drag this thing on. Who are then in terms of Erusin and Nisuin? You can't just drag it on. There's going to be a payment of Mizonos. What if the husband got mono, and he's too weak to get married? Mononucleosis. Okay, he's sick. He's ill. He got chicken pox, shingles, I don't know. He's ill. He can't get married. Does he still have to pay Mizonos? Gemara says it's his problem. Mazalo garam, he has to pay. What if she became ill? The husband wants to get married on the right day. Right? He's willing to get married, but his wife is ill. Does the husband have to pay Mizonos? So the Gemara talks about that on Daf Beis and Aleph. And what phrase does the Gemara use? Gemara says, yeah, he has to pay. whether he's ill or she's ill, he has to pay. I mean, not only does he have to pay if he's amazed, even if he's onus, he wants to get married, but he can't get married, he has to pay. It's not him, it's her. So Gemara uses the phrase, this nachva sadeha. It's like if a person wants to plant his field, and all of a sudden there is a downpour, a cloud break, they call it. It's called Florida, happens all the time. No, but when the, you know, all of a sudden, you know, it's
thunderstorm.
Okay. The field is flooded, and he can't plant. So over here, he wants to get married, but his field is flooded. He can't. His wife is ill. Nistachba sadeh. Right? So, in other words, this is basically saying, Mazal al Garam. It's his bad luck. Right? It's his issue. Whether he's ill or she's ill, this is his issue. So Tosos Alatar over there in Ksuvas, the Tap Tosos on Daf Beis and Beis asks, why does the Gemara say it's his fault? Where is there equality over here? Why doesn't the Gemara say, if he's ill, that's his problem? If she's ill, that's her problem? Why don't we say that we have over here a certain equation? So Tosus first says, because the whole construct of marriage is to create a family. And a family is Pru Revu. And Pru Revu is his mitzvah and not her mitzvah. So if he's in any way, if God is pushing this off, God is in some way impacting on him. He can't fulfill his mitzvah because either he's ill or she's ill. That's Nispatba Sadeyu, that's Mazam Agor. That's Tosus' first answer. Then Tosus has a strange second answer to say that the woman is the field of the husband and the husband is not the field of the wife. What are we talking about? So I sent you the Tosus Harash, who doesn't go around giving similes and metaphors, but who says it straight out. What's the language of the Tosus Harash? He asked a parallel question. Oh, Tema, that if we find that the woman all of a sudden sprouts a tail, then the husband has to live with her. He doesn't want to live with a woman with a tail. That's his problem. And we're not going to annul the marriage because she sprouted a tail. If he insists on divorcing her, he'll give her a ksuv and divorce her. But if he all of a sudden grows a tail, then we can force the husband to divorce, you know, to get out of the marriage. We force him out. That's not fair. Like, why is it a one-way street? That's Otema Kihehi de Isha Shanodo Bamumin Amruna Nistakwa Sadehu. Hokinamiya Isha Nodo Bamumin Nispakwa Sadeshala. Amai Kofin Osola Hotzi. The Yeshlomar says Tosu Sarash Mishum de Isha Kinyan Kaspo Shalha Ish Kumo Avdo Hamoro Shoro Utuya Bimazalo. Namely, this is the background of whom the Taz of the Sma. This is the Taz. This is the Taz that we have Kesef Kinyan. We have this equation to from a Sada to the world of Ishus. Sada and Ishus are one and the same. Both of them are Kesef Kinyan. There is a Ha'avarat Ba'alut, that aside, again, clearly, there is an existential connection. There is a metaphysical connection. There is intimacy, etc., etc. That's the core of Ishus. But there is a transfer of ownership. Just as a sudden is a transfer of ownership, in some manner, there's a transfer of ownership. In what way does it show itself? That if the woman gets ill, it's his tough luck, because she is now his. If the woman, all of a sudden, sprouts this mum, then it's his tough luck. His tough luck today. She is now his. Right? In other words, the Gemara is using it in her favor, not in her, not using it, chas v'shalom, against her. We're not saying that he can do with her anything that he wants. Yes, he writes a ksuva. He promised to take care of him. But we have over here, Masha'enkin, according to the Sma, we have two worlds. We have the world of Ishus. In Ishus, we have Kesef Kinyan. But in the world of Sada, we have Kesef Piram. This is a transfer of Ba'alut. This is pure Ishus. Namely, we have no problem with the Sma. The problem is the Taz. The Taz builds his Shita that Asada is Kesef Kinyan because it's compared to Ishus. So just as in Ishus is no Piram, so also in Sada there's no Piram. But that, as Avram pointed out, the Chorah has to be somewhat of a two-way street. There has to be over here a certain equation. According to the Sma, we simply have a parallelism. In the two cases, we have kesef, right? We have a handing over of money. But here the kesef is kesef piron. Here the kesef is kesef kinyan. So we find seeds, if you want to, echoes of the Taz already in the Shita of Tosos. Tosos is based on the Amud says it, just he says it in sort of a metaphor. Ha'isha son es shel ba'al. But Tosarash, he just says it like it is. Do all the Rishonim take this approach? So I sent you to another sugya. A sugya, I hope that, you know, I sent you to a line. My hope is that you will go beyond the line of a Rishon that I sent you to and see what the context is. Okay, those who learn Gittin. Anyone here learn Gittin? Okay, so Avram knows from his knowledge of Avram sent me a sefer of his chidushim on Seder Nashim, so I know that Avram learned Gittin. Okay, so in the Gemara in Gittin, the first Mishnah speaks about the fact that when a get is brought from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, the Eidim say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam, right, in order to be certain that we have over here a get that was written properly. The Mishnah ends off that if the Baal, if the husband claims that this get is mezuyah, is forged, yitkayem b'chotamav. Then we're going to check out the signatures, we're going to have to see whether this get is true or it's forged. That's the Mishnah. The Rishonim deal with the question, what if the husband doesn't claim anything about the get? He doesn't say anything. Should we be concerned that the get is mezuyah? If a woman comes with a get, and she wants to get remarried, and there are two Adam signs on them, right? Joe Schmo and Harvey, and we don't know these two people. How do we know that maybe the woman wrote all of this? Maybe she had her friends write this. So classically, we say that a shtar requires a kiyum, that the shtar should go in front of the court, and the court should... They should
be kind of
star. Be kind of star. I'm speaking an English phrase, right? Verify. To verify. Okay. Then we need a verification by this, and that's called the kiyum hashtar, sharta. What if there's no verification on the shtar? So Tosa says it's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine. Not only is the get perfectly fine, but any shtar, a shtar that I owe you $1,000. Is perfectly fine, even without any verification. Namely, generally, forgery is something that is rare, relatively rare. And so if one of the sides raises the fact, this is forged, please check it out, so then you need to check it out. But if no one raises the issue, we're going to assume our default position is going to be we're going to assume that a shtar is the equivalent of oral testimony, and we're not going to be choshesh. That's the shita of Tosfos and the base of a bit aleph of Gittin. That's the big first big Tosfos. That there's no, we're generally not choshesh v'ziyuf. Come along, Chachmei Sfarad, the Ramban and the Ritva and the Ran, etc., and they say ma pitom. Certainly, we're choshesh v'ziyuf. If someone simply comes with a shtar that someone owes him $100, someone comes with a shtar that he bought this piece of land, we say, verify the signatures. Otherwise, we're going to be choshesh that it is forged. This is something which is very, very basic, that we have to verify signatures. What about the Mishnah that when the husband claims it's forged, then we verify the signatures? That's by a get. Because a get is not an issue of money. In other words, when we're dealing with a shtar that deals with monetary issues, there we have a din of yiskayim b'chosamav. But when we're dealing with a get is a whole different world. We can't be motzi mamon via a shtar, but we can be motzi an isha. And then, just to prove its point, the Ramban uses the phrase, Aval, the isha lav mamono shobal, right? Lahotzi mamon bishtar shena makuyim vade lo avdina. But in terms of a get, isha lav mamono shel baal, namely that we're going to be choshesh for ziyuf in any area of choshesh mishpat, but we're not going to be choshesh for ziyuf when we're dealing with a woman. Namely, just the opposite approach of Tosfos. We have a focus over here between the Bali HaTosfos say we compare shtaros. In other words, that since we're not choshesh by get isha, we're never choshesh. In other words, because really, we saw that according to Tosfos, we have a degree of ba'alut. This is what we saw in the world of Tosfos and Tosfos Harosh, Iksuvos. However, the Ramban, Ritva, etc., in Gittin, when talking about Ziyuv Shtar, they say no. Ha'isha lav mamono shabal. Kesef piraon transfers ba'alut. This has nothing to do with ba'alut. This is purely a question of interpersonal relationships. Interpersonal relationships, we're not choshesh for ziyuv. Right? Ziyuv, we're afraid. We don't even motzi mamon, in other words, in an improper manner. But if we're talking about relationships, that's a whole different world. So we see that Rishonim use different terminology. Just an aside. I'm sorry for the lack of clarity. I wanted to send the Shita is out of the Ramban and the Ritva. The Ramban, his syntax is generally very, very difficult. So if I could find the Ramban quoted by one of his students, I'm always going to send you to his student. I have nightmares from the first times I opened the Mochamos when I was in high school. I just couldn't read. I thought I knew Hebrew. I went to Ramaz. I couldn't read the Ramban. In other words, so Rabbi Chazin at one point, calmed me down and told me he wrote it when he was 17 years old. His Hebrew improved. By the time he got to the Perush on the Torah that he wrote when he was 60, 70, so he had very good Hebrew. But at the beginning, he had a difficult syntax. So I sent it to the Ritva. But nowadays, no one looks in the Ritva, which I grew up with. The Ritva that I grew up with was a four-volume set or a five-volume set, right? And when Moshe and Rav Kook put out their Ritva on Gittin, they found that what we knew as the Ritva in Gittin is really Rav Kreshtish, is really another Rishon. And there's a Ksav Yad of the real Ritva. So when they published it, they published the first half of it, the real Ritva, and in the back, they put that which we learned as the Ritva. But that's the one that quotes the Ramban. So I'm sorry if it confused you. So on the top of the page, it says Chidushi Rabbeinu Kreshkes, but I wasn't concerned whether it's the Ritva or Rabbeinu Kreshkes. I was concerned with, in other words, this is simply the direction of the Ramban. Okay, what I didn't deal with is what exactly is the Shita of the Rambam, right? We're briskers, right? We would Rambam, yes?
Just before, are we saying it was the Shitasa?
I think so.
I think it might be also the Ritva and the Rambam. At least the Ritva and the Shitasa also, the Ritva here on the base says the Gzir Shava is just a Gili Milsa, that just the Kicha is just telling us that the Kicha by Kedushin is just Kesef, but completely different.
Excellent. The Ritva, thank you, Ritva over here, and the Ritva and Ksuvas. The Ritva and Ksuvas, when they ask the question, why does the Gemara speak about Nistachba Sadeyu? It's his mazel. Why not her mazel? The Ritva only gives the answer a Pururvu. It doesn't say Va'od, Ha'isha Sada Shalabal. That's not found in Chachmei Sfarad. So Chachmei Sfarad are consistent in Ksuvas, in Gittin, in Kedushin, that Ha'isha Lav Mamono Shalabal, Masha'en Kain, the Shita of Tosfos, is that there certainly there's Ishas, but there's also this underlying Ba'alut that has an impact on the fact that we say it's his issue when she is ill. It has an impact that the same way that in Shtarei Mamon we're not Choshesh Ruziyuf, so here we're not Choshesh, it's just one big world of Shtaros. And in our Sugya, that clearly the Kesef is purely a Kesef Kinyan as a symbolic act of Ishus, it has nothing to do with any transfer of Ba'alut. Excellent. In terms of the Rambam, so here, I gave you the Maram HaKamos today, to look in Hilchos Gerushin, where we find, firstly, a machlokas on the Yesod that we were speaking about. I don't think I printed it up. I didn't print it. Okay. So if you look in Hilchos Gerushin in Perek Yud Beis, in the beginning over there, the Rambam paskins as follows. A woman comes and says, I'm a grusha. Okay? So how does she prove it? So she says, Hayu lashnei eidim shehi grusha. She brings two witnesses. Aval pi she'ein sham get, harezo tinasa lechatchila. If she brings two witnesses who say, we were in the Yerushalayim Beis Din on Yud Aleph Elul, and we saw this woman get a get from her husband, she can now get married. Rambam continues, Hotziya get mitachas yada v'amar gershani ba'ali bazeh. She takes out a get signed by two edim, which is not mekuyah, right? And she says that the husband gave me this get, ne'emenet v'tinaselo afo pi she'eno mekuyah. Okay? Were the husband to come and claim then we would check it out. But the default position is that we take the get as it is. The Ravid over there says, Omer Anishi is kaim b'chosam of afal pishal v'yotzal of irur. The Ravid disagrees with everything we said up to now. Okay? In other words, up to now we said that a get, we're never going to be choshesh because, A, maybe we're never choshesh for ziyuf, or even if we're choshesh by shtarei mamon, a get is different. Comes on the Ravid and says, no. Even if the husband doesn't come, we're always choshesh. Okay, so the Ravid is totally, totally different shita. But within the Rambam, why within the Rambam are we not choshesh in get? Is it because a get is different from all other shtaros? By other shtaros we are choshesh, by a get we're not. Or is it because we're never choshesh even by other shtaros? So if we go back to the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin in Perek Zayin, Halacha Kaf Dalet, the Rambam over there, it's a very long halacha, points out that Ein Choshesh in Shema Yimatzei Mezuyah. We're not Choshesh that a get is Mezuyah, even if there's no Kiyum. This is what the Rambam pointed out. Kamoshe Namid, I get Mecheskas Kosher, Shev Yoso Shliach, and said, we're not Choshesh. And he ends off his halacha, She'ein Dinei Ha'isurin Kedinei Ha'mamanos. She'ein Dinei Ha'isurin Kedinei Ha'mamanos. This is similar to whom? To Tosfos or the Ramban? This is the Ramban, right? It appears from this Ramban that this is the Ramban, that the woman is not considered to be under her husband's ownership, and therefore the halacha of Cheshin Lemezuyah is in Shtarei Mamon. And again, has nothing at all to do with Shtarei Mamon. That's what it appears if you only had that Rambam. However, we have another Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim. The Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Tes. Listen to the language of the Rambam. We have a woman who's very, very upset at her husband. And in a moment of anger, she says, Hanoas tashmishi asura alecha. You are not, in other words, you are not allowed to benefit from being intimate with me. Hanoas tashmishi asura alecha. That I am making a neder, that the benefit, the pleasure from intimacy that is forbidden on you. So the Gemara paskins, the Rambam says, Eino tzarech lo hafer. There is no need for hafar. Such a neder never gets off the ground. So we would normally explain, why does such a neder never get off the ground? Because this woman, when they got married, was mishabed herself to her husband in this area, that she agreed that her husband can live with her when he wants, and she can't now go back on that shibud. But the Rambam uses the language, holamaze doma lo oser peros chavero al ba'al haperos. That if I were to go over to Jacob has a grapevine in his backyard, and I would say to Jacob, the grapes in your grapevine are oser on you. So Jacob could smile at me and pop the grapes into his mouth. I can't usher his grapes on him. So when the woman says to the husband, the pleasure of intimacy between you and me is forbidden on you. It's like her saying that the grapes of your grapevine are usher on you, which would seem to imply that in this world of Ishus, what do we have? We have a world of Ba'alut. We have a world of ownership. This is, in other words, that we have over here some category that she is like the field of the husband, and once she belongs to the husband, who is she to say, can a field tell its owner, I don't want to give you fruit? In other words, it's simply not shaya. So the terminology, again, the halacha is a halacha, but the explanation would use the phrase. So it's very hard to be medayik in the Rambam, one way or another, what he holds in the world of Ishus. Clearly, he paskins like most Rishon, not like the Raivid, that in the world of Get, there's no need for a kiyum, there's no need for a validation. But is that because a Get is different than Shtari Mamon, or that a Get is like Shtari Mamon, but you never need a validation unless someone claims bevadai that there is a ziyuf? That is unclear. And we have one language in the Rambam which seems to say that a get is the world of iser v'heter, nothing to do with mamonos, namely Eben Ezer and Choshen Mishpat are two totally different realms. And another Rambam who uses the metaphor of a field that's owned by a husband. So it's unclear in the Rambam. But what is clear is in terms of the relationship of Kinyan Kesef by Sada and Kinyan Kesef by Ishus. There the Rambam is very clear to use different terminology. That I already printed out for you. What does the Rambam say is that, what terminology does he use in terms of the world of Kesef to buy a field? How does he call that kesef? Ketzad v'kesef, machar lo bayis, machar lo sadeh, v'nosan lo, what phrase does he use? In Perek, alef hilchos mechira al chagimel. Ma? V'nosan lo hadomim kana. Ma she'en kein, in the world of Ishus, he says, the phrase is, right? Im v'kesef hu mekadesh, ein pachos mipruta o shaveh. Pruta. Namely, he uses the phrase of giving her a pruta. In the world of Mechira, he changes. He doesn't use the terminology of the Machaber, Nosen lo pruta or Sheva pruta, moves over to Domim. What classically, if you were translating the Rama, how would you translate the Domim as opposed to pruta?
Value.
Okay. So this is the Shita of the Sma, right? That in the world of Karka, we're dealing with Kesef Piro, what the Rambam over here calls Domin. In the world of Ishus, we're using the concept of Pruta, which would appear to be more symbolic. So, again, in other words, one could say, so the Rambam holds that really there's no connection between the two. This is transfer of ownership, that goes via Kesef Piro, and this is pure Ishus. Maybe. In other words, it may be, but maybe Becholzo, he holds that there's some transfer of ownership. That's unclear. Okay? So that's what we have over here in terms of the nature of the world of Kesef in Kedushin and the connection between Kedushin and Stei Ephraim. Okay. Okay. Now let's move over to an area that the Rishonim took the bull by the horns head on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and that is the expansion of the Mishnah. Ha'isha nikneis bekesef. What happens? The Mishnah continue. So beishamai omrim bedinar ubeshave dinar beisel omrim bepruta ubeshave pruta. Okay. So what do all the Rishonim ask? All the Rishonim asked one question. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Medeis and Daf Dalet Amud Beis Menovan Bekesef proved from Ama Ivriya Yatzachina Mein Kasef, or from Stei Ephraim Kicha Kicha, that what works by Isha? Kesef. But how do we know that Shava Kesef works by Ishus? We don't find any such Gemara in the first parah, in the beginning at least, of an hour sugyas over here in the beginning of Kedusha. That question was asked by Tosus, it was asked by the Ramban, it was asked by the Ran, it was asked by everyone. Okay, so let me give you another page that you'll have in front of you, the Mekoros that we spoke about for today. Okay, so the question you saw in the Tosus on the Beis Amud Aleph, the third line, fourth wide line in the wide lines of Tosfos, in the middle of the line, you're talking about Nolan Deshave Kesef Ke Kesef. So before we see Tosus' answer, I'd like to take an answer which is much more extreme. And that would be the Ramban's answer. So I photostated you, the Ramban. The Ramban goes through a number of permutations. And at the very, very end of the Ramban, if you look where it says... three lines from the bottom of the Ramban that I photostated for you, it says in towards the end of the line, "Va'o da'ave salka daitin da'hasam," namely by Eved Ivri, "Mema'et shave kesef midachsiv mi kesef miknaso the mashma v'lo kol kesef v'chein hutzrach lomar shekvar nisraba midachsiv yashiv." The Ramban suggests that perhaps in the world of Eved Ivri, we're talking about Pidyon, we're talking about Giron Kesef. An Eved Ivri was purchased, let's say, for 7,000 shekel, for a period, or 6,000 shekel, for a period of 6 years. He worked 4 years, and now he wants to pay his way out. So the Torah says he can pay his way out by paying 2,000 shekel. Can he give 2,000 shekel of jelly beans, or does he have to give 2,000 shekel of cash? So we would think, since the phrase in the Torah is mi kesef miknaso, that he has to relate to the way he was purchased. Since he was purchased with money, we would think he has to pay his way out with money. That's why we need a gzeras akosev of yoshiv. He can even pay his way out with jelly beans. He can even pay his way out with gold, you know, where it's with diamonds. He doesn't have to necessarily give cash. Aval de kulei alma bekol makom shenemar kesef stam shave kesef bichlal v'zenira liyosem yehud min harisha. More than the other terutzim that I gave, this appears to me to be the real terutz, namely that what is our default position? Any time in the Torah that you find kesef, what does kesef mean? Means shave kesef. Kesef includes shave kesef misvara. Kesef includes shave kesef unless there is some reason that we would have a havamina, that we would exclude kesef. We're going to, in Tosus, he points out, by Eved Ivri, we have such a havamina. Where else do we require a separate drasha? By Nezikin, because we would think that you caused him a loss, so you just can't give him jelly beans. In other words, you have to give him money that he can fix things in a more quick manner, etc. So where we have a havamina that you need dafka kesef, there we need a rivoy. But the default position is that kesef means shave kesef, so there's no question. The whole question simply falls off because that's the reality that kesef means shave kesef. Rabbi Bednarsh and his shir found another makar for this shita. I think it's what the Ramban says, but he found it. If you turn over the page that I gave you, or on the bottom, the bottom of that same side, Tosos Tuch. that I pointed out to you that aside from our Tosfos, we also have a value called Tosfos Tuch. And so in the Tosfos Tuch, if you see where it's underlined, Tosfos Tuch quotes how Rav Yitzchak Midan Pira. That's the Ri of Tosfos, like Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. That's Rabbeinu Yitzchak Midan Pierre. Omer, the Bechol Makom, Yadinan Misvara, the Shava Kesef, Kekesef. Ubenazikin itzderich kibirashi beven ivri mishum dechsiv kesef treizimne mamatina lebe gemara etc. Namely, yes. In other words, that basically it's the same shita that I think is the shita eco shita of the Ramban that our default position is shava kesef kesef and the question doesn't get off the ground. Okay, so that's one shita. That's one way of learning. I saw it in the Ramban. Rabbi Benner saw it in the Tosfos Tuch. However, the more classic understandings are those of the earlier in the Ramban and Tosfos. So the one early in the Ramban, if you look in the back of your Gemaras, where you have the Ram on the Aleph and Aleph, I brought my own Gemara because I couldn't get the Oz V'Hadar. So if you look in the back of your Gemara, if you have the classic Gemara, the Ram. About 15 lines into the thin lines, and we have the big letter Beis Shammai, about 8 lines under that, says Ve'ikal Amega Bishlama Bekesef Shafir Kedushay Kesef Yalpina Begemara Kiicha Kiicha Destivacha Kiicha Fishisho Vala Ksivasa Satya Kesef Sada Kachmimeni Inname Midyuka Yatzachinam Ein Kasef Kedlakame Dafkimumadez Ve'kevan Shekain Eshkhan Kesef Avol Shave Kesef Menolan. So what's the first thing that the Ram does? V'chi tema de kol hecha dechsiv kesef misvara isran de shava kesef ke kesef lesa. Least you think that we're going to go in the direction of the Ramban and the Ri quoted by the Tosfos Tuch, nothing doing. B'daha gabe eved ivri ksiv mi kesef miknas afilu hachi itzrich lememar shava kesef bichal mi dechsiv yashiv geulasa. Namely, the moment that we have a drusha, it means that it's not obvious. So again, the Ramban and the Ri, they knew this question and they said that that's an exceptional situation. The Ran didn't take that approach. Okay.
So what does he say you need to learn out Shavu Kesef?
So how does the Ramban learn Shavu Kesef? So he gets to it in the fourth wide line in my edition. After the parentheses, aval gabe kedushin, kevon shehi misratzes badavar, the nechala b'shava kesef, lo tzarech kra l'rebuye, the misvara islan, the kol kahagavna shava kesef ke kesef. Namely, that when we're dealing with a payment which is being forced upon the individual, like in the world of Nezikin, or like in the world of an Eved buying his way out of Avdus, where the owner is not thrilled to free him. So in such a situation, we need a Gzeiras HaKosuv, that Shava Kesef is Kesef. But when we're dealing with a deal between two parties, where they both want to get involved with it, and so my nafgamina, whether the husband's going to give her a Cracker Jack ring, or he's going to give her a piece, some money, my nafgamina, whether he gives her Shava Kesef, or kesef, they're both happy about it. In other words, that when we're dealing with a deal which is entered into voluntarily by the two sides, and they agree between the two of them that shava kesef is the equivalent of kesef, who are we to disagree? That's what the Ran says. Namely, all of the cases where we find limudim, where we have to prove that shava kesef is kesef, is when money is being paid against the will of one of the parties. Right? When someone breaks my window, I'm not interested in his money. I want my window. So I could say, I don't want jelly beans. I want money. I can't go jelly beans. I have to go to Machne Yehuda, sell the jelly beans, get money, and they're going to fix my window. Give me money. I can go straight to the glassmaker. Or the Eved Ivri. The fellow says, I don't want jelly beans. I want money. I have to go now hire another Eved. I want straight out. But when we're dealing with a deal between a husband and a wife, and she agrees, so he's giving her kesef in the form of sheva kesef. That's the shita of the Ran. Yes?
So according to the
Unless we had a Gzeres HaKosov. There you need a Gzeres HaKosov. There you have to ask Manola. And so we have Yashiv right here. We have Yashiv here. Because otherwise we would think it wouldn't work. But in the world of Kedushin, there's no reason why not to think it wouldn't work. Okay? This is the classic Shita of the Rishonim. If you look in the Ramban, where the Ramban began, the printout that I gave you in the fourth line, the third word, Ikala Meimar Kedusha Isha Gamrinan. I'm sorry. The Inami. Inami, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. The fifth word. Inami yikul ameimar b'kol makom shenemar kesef b'kinyan shave kesef b'chlal. That when we're dealing with two sides who want the kinyan to go through, then shave kesef included in kesef. Ki itzterich kral or ribuye piron. But when we're dealing with a payment which is being forced by the court system, then saka daitachaminim lokach eved enu yochle grow b'pidyon b'akor chal shel rabo. Right, and Mechem bin Azikin, we would think that these payments have to be made to Kesef. That's why we need their Gzeres HaKosov. But when we're dealing with a voluntary Kinyan that two people get involved in, there's no need. That's the Ran. The Ran, I think, says it much clearer. Nisratzu Shneat studied. What I sent you to understand the Ran, is just a minute. If we're saying that we're dealing with two lovey-doveys who want to get married, and so they say, why get married with a coin? Let's get married with a ring. Let's get married with a paperclip. Let's get married with anything which is Sheva Pruta. Fine. So why then can they not get married with something which is not Sheva Pruta? Namely, why limit it to say Pruta Usheva Pruta? If already it's all totally in their Ratzon, that it's all totally in what they want, so why does the Mishnah say Pruta Usheva Pruta? So Haisha Niknes Afilu Fachas Misheva Pruta. We're dealing with something which is entered into voluntarily. So here I sent you to a Shach and a Ksos that Lechora give us the direction to answer this question. That our question is based on a statement in the Ramah. The Ramah and Choshen Mishpat Siman Kuf Tzarichet points out that when we're dealing in the world of metaltalim, normally what is the kinyan of metaltalim? How are you kona a book? How are you kona a table?
Meshicha,
Hagba'ah, right? Kinyan Sudar, etc. What about Ma'os? So we say that either Ma'os or Enon Konos at all, or even if they were kona midaraisa, but Rabbanan said, no, Shem Yisra Vokhitecha Baliyah, you can't use Ma'os. That's what Sifei is talking about. Ma'os will work on Karka, Ma'os won't work on the Taltalim. Comes from the Ramon and says, Im Hisnu Behedya, the Ma'os Yiknu Konos. If the two parties decide, Ma'os Konos, namely, you want to buy my Rambam. My Rambam is in my house. You give me money. Who does my Rambam now belong to? So if the two of us agree that the money should be the kinyan, the Rambam in my house now belongs to you. Okay, even though you never picked it up, because we agreed that money should make the kinyan. That's what the Ramah says. Comes on the Shach and says, Din zeh lo nehira li. I don't understand where in the world the Ramah pulled this rabbit out of his hat. The Masha Lomad Habes Yosef Kein Mila El Siman Kuftzai Kuftzari Si'if Chet. That the Beis Yosef, who was the source of this Ramah, it's very interesting. Beis Yosef didn't put it in his own Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah saw this in the Beis Yosef and put it in his Haggah on the Shulchan Aruch. He put in something the Beis Yosef himself didn't put in. What did the Beis Yosef say? That in the world of Karka, what is normally Kona Karka? Either Kesef, or Shtar, or Chazaka, or Kinyan Sudar. However, says the Beis Yosef, in a place where people are not somech on Kesef to buy real estate, they insist on a Shtar, then you have to have a Shtar. Okay? In other words, nowadays, if you want to buy a house in Israel, you just can't hand over money. You have to have a document. You have to have a contract. You have to have something which is signed. Even though midaraisa money works, but there's no smichus da'as. People are not somech on it. People want something in their hand. They want a proof. They want a shtar. But what if the two parties agree? By us, we'd rather keep things in the air. I don't want any written documentation. As long as the kesef was handed over, that's enough. Yossi Yosef says, so you see, that even in situations where normally you need kinyan X, if we both agree on kinyan Y, it works. So also, under the metaltalin, even though normally you need meshich or hagbah, if we both agree that money works, it works. So the shach says, nothing doing. You can't compare. Hasa midina kesef oshtar kona. In the world of buying real estate, mida oraisa, kesef works on its own, shtar works on its own, elba makom shekosvin shtar lo samcha daite. But in a place where everyone writes contracts, people are not somech on money. Vehecha de somech. But if the two parties agree to be somech on money, somech. Ma she'en kein hacha. Kevon de tiknu chachamim demos ein on konos. Even according to Rav Yochanan, the kesef works mida oraisa, we have a takana. That kesef doesn't work by metaltalim, lo plug. Even if the two sides agree to accept money instead of karka, it's not going to work. And he brings a proof that the moment that Rabbanan have a standard, you can't go ahead and make a condition that we're going to buy this against the Rabbanan. If the Rabbanan have a standard that in the world of buying metaltalim you need meshich or hagba'ah, then even if the two sides agree to mammon, it's not going to work. That the Shach asks on the Ramah and rejects the Ramah. Comes along the Ktzos, and he says, near in Dibri Habes Yosef Ramah. No, I think that it can work. Why? That we have a Gemara in Bechoros, Esvei, Halokeach Grutaot Min Ha'akum. Someone is buying scrap metal from a goy. Okay, there are Jews who, Baruch Hashem, make a living from rags. There are Jews that make a living from scrap metal. Right? You can make a good living. You buy the scrap metal and then you resell it, etc. So he bought scrap metal from a goy, and what did he find in this scrap metal? He found a yashka, right? Made out of metal that was tossed into the scrap metal. He found avodah zarah. Umatza behem avodah zarah. So im ad shelo nosan ma'os. In the world of a goy, what is kona is money. That our kinyanim with goyim are made with money, even on the metaltalim. Im ad shalonasan ma'os mashach yachzir. So if you made a mashicha and you didn't give the money, you should just go to the goy and say, I changed my mind. V'im ishanasan ma'os mashach. But if it's too late, you already gave the money and you made a mashicha, then yolechanoa liyam hamelach. Then you have to just take this yashka and toss it into Yam HaMelech. You can't go ahead and resell the scrap metal that's Avodah Zarah. The E Amris Ma'os Konos Mashiach Olam Ali. What does this matter? What's the Gemara asks the question. What is this brisa that it depends? Did I make a Mashiach? Did I not make a Mashiach? But Goyim Mashiach is irrelevant. The only thing which is relevant is Ma'os. So Gemara answers, that even though the Torah speaks about my kinyanim with goyim being made with mammon, whether it's karkar, metaltalim, only mammon, but me and the goy, we had a deal. We're living in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to go according to the law of the land. The law of the land is that metaltalim are nikne b'meshicha. Omavuar da'filu mandamar meshicha in kona ba'akum filu hachim hisna lodim in Yisrael mahani. So we see that what the two parties agree works. That even if this is not the halacha, the two parties can agree to have a kinyan, which is not the halacha. The halacha is that by goyim, money counts, and the two, me and the goy, agree that meshicha will count. So it goes according to the meshicha. The imkein muchach, so says the ktsos, what do we see from this gemara? The kol midi dave kinyan b'shuma makom mahane leitnoa sheyei mo'il. That any time that we, the two of us, decide on a kinyan that works somewhere else, we can make it work by us. Uadin, kinyan kesef, lididon. So also, if the two of us decide, I'm going to sell you my book with money, even though the Torah says to sell a book or Chazal say to sell a book, I need Mashiach. Since money works by a goy, and money works on karka, we can decide that we're going to use money as our kinyan. Right? Kevan davi kinyan, ba'akum adas kama poskim v'chem b'karkos, v'adai kesef koni, mahanei t'noa. How does this answer our question? We ask the question, if everything goes according to the rotson of the two parties, and that's how the Ran said, not only kesef, but also shave kesef, because the two parties want it, so why get involved in shave pruta at all? Simply give the woman it's a stem of a flower. Give her a rose petal, which is not shave pruta. And why can't she be mikudesha with a rose petal? Why, if everything is totally under rutzon, so why not go all the way? What's the answer? When can we go, to what degree can we take into account the rutzon of the two parties?
If it works elsewhere.
If it works elsewhere. If we find that it works elsewhere, it works. Shave kesef works elsewhere. So therefore, it can work here as well. But a pakos mishave pruta doesn't work anywhere as a kinyan kesef. And we have a concept of sudar, that's a kli. But we don't have a concept of kesef being less than shave pruta, that's why I can't help. So even the Ran who says that the moment that we're dealing with two parties who enter into a deal voluntarily, they can set the standard, and if they're happy with shave kesef, it'll work, just like kesef. However, it has to be a kinyan that'll work somewhere else. We can't make up a kinyan that doesn't work anywhere. Okay? This said there. Okay, so just to understand, even the Ran has limits. Okay, so the Ramban said that shave kesef kekesef is a default position. If we don't know anything else, we're always going to assume b'chol haTorah kula, shave kesef is kesef. Where do we need limudim? Only we would have a reason to think that shave kesef would not be good enough. There you need limudim. According to the Ran, no. Kesef means kesef. However, when the two parties agree, they can make their own deal. But what do we can make their own deal? Something that works somewhere else. Shave kesef works somewhere else, so it could work here as well. However, paklos min shave pruta doesn't work anywhere else. Okay. Yes?
Doesn't paklos min shave pruta work for chalipin?
That's what I pointed out. Chalipin needs a kli. It's a different form of kinyan. It's not. We're not dealing over there with monetary value. We're dealing over there with something that has usefulness. You can, have, in other words, a paper clip may be less than a shave pruta, but you can. So you can't use a paper clip as kinyan kesef. You could use it as kinyan suder. As to whether kinyan suder will work for kedushin is an excellent question, and we will come to it. The Gemara talks about it. The Rishonim talk about it. Right? In other words, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, but why not? If kinyan suder is a universal kinyan, if it works by metaltalim, by karka, for hitchayevut, you have, you know, you can do almost everything with kinyan suder. So why not also marry a woman with kinyan suder? That's something that we're going to deal with in Yirtzeh Hashem. Down the line. Okay? Tosfos and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the bottom of Tosfos. Isha Pachos and Shavapruta Loma Kanya Nafsha. So over there, Tosfos will talk about the world of Kinya, of Suda. Okay? Okay. So now let's get to Tosfos. Now that we've seen everyone else, right? We've seen the Ramban and we've seen the Ran. How does Tosfos himself answer this question? Okay, so far we have two answers. One is that the question is not a question. That basically kesef always means shave kesef. That's the od yesh lomar of the Ramban that he felt was ikar, and that's the re in the Tosfos Tuch. Then we have the Ran. No, kesef means kesef and not shave kesef, but that's when we're dealing with a payment. But when we're dealing with a deal between two parties, they can agree on shave kesef being kesef. That's the Ran. What does Tosfos himself say? So let's look into Tosfos. Okay, so Tosfos has two questions. How do you know Shavakesef Kesef in Kedushin, how do you know Shavah Kesef Kesef and Pinyon Ben? Only by Eved Ivri do we have a Pasuk. Umiyu Perakama Deshvua Starish Kalu Pratu Kla. Avol Gabi Erechin Dechsiv Be Kesef, Behekdesh Name, Detnan Gabi Maktish Sada, Shehekdesh Nifne Be Kesef, Ube Shavah Kesef, Menolan De Shavah Kesef, Ke Kesef. So the Gemara says, Tosa says, Behekdesh Osname Yashad Darshina Kalu Pratu Kla. Just like by Pidyon HaBin, maybe also by Hekdesh, you have a Kalu Pratu Kal, that Shavah Kesef works. But we're still stuck with our question, Gabi Kedushin, the Erechim, and Nolan Shavah Kesef Kesef. V'yeshlomar, Tosa says, the Alfinan may Eved Ifri. Okay, we have a Limud. Yashiv teaches us that B'chol HaTorah Kula, Shavah Kesef is like Kesef. That's a new limud, right? That's not the Ran, that's not the Ramban, but rather we have a limud from Eved Ivri. V'im tomar ha-gabi nezikin namik siv kura kesev yashiv leba'alav. V'darshin in perakama, the babakama yashiv l'rabo shavah kesev kesev. So now we have two makaros, that's worse, right? Because when you have one makar, what do we call that in the world of yugimel midos shatar nedreshif? And when you have one makar, that's a binyanav. One makar teaches you to call a Torah kula. If in one place the word aid means two aidim, so everywhere in the Torah it says aid, it means two aidim. If we have one place where it says that kesef means shavah kesef, anywhere in the Torah we're bona av. We're learning from the world of Eved Ivri. But if we have two makaros, then we say that shnei ksuvim, right? If the moment we have two makaros, then shnei ksuvim abo'im ke'echad ve'ein melamdim, then we say that teaches us that we have a rule that only these are the two exceptions. No. In other words, that we need these two limudim. In other words, it may be in the world of Nezikin, since the Torah insists that when we pay with karka, we pay with the best. So we think maybe when you pay with money, you have to pay with the best, with kesef, not with shavah kesef. Jelly beans are not the best. They're like ziburis. So we need a pasuk. We got the Eved Ivri, it's Trich Namikra. The Lamatzina Lamelech in Nezikin, the Avamina, Eved Dumyud in Nezikin. The Im Mikni Bekarka, Libo Imetav, Lachain it's Trich Travayu. That maybe also in Eved Ivri we need Dafka the best. Inami Yeshlamar, but where we don't need the best, then we could learn out with the Binyanav. Inami Yeshlamar, because of the Eved Hava Amina, the Dinhu, the Noka Olav, the Yochal Liftos Atzmo, Afilu, Be Shave Kesef, Kadesh Ro Yitama, Bain, Ovde Kochavim, Abagar Nezikin, Roshayach Lemer Hokim. Maybe we have a unique Kula by Eved. He can be put himself with jelly beans that he shouldn't become a goy. He shouldn't be assimilated. But in the Zikin, maybe you have to pay with the best. Because in the Zikin grade, the Lamatzim of Eved Mines, Pishigam Hu Garam Lo Limacher. On the other hand, the Eved maybe should be more Machmir, that he went ahead and he sold himself. And he messed himself up. So why should we go out of our way to help him get out of the pickle that he put himself into? Nachmir Lov Dafka Kesev Lo Shavu. And okay, so Tosus basically says that not like the Ramban that every time it says kesef, it means shavah kesef. And not like the Ran that we're dealing over here with a deal between two parties, that even though kesef doesn't mean shavah kesef, here we have a deal, but rather you always need a limud. Kesef itself means only kesef. Always need a limud. And here, the limud is a binyan av. It's a binyan av from Eved Ivri. What about the fact that we have another drasha by Nezikin? No, that's necessary for technical reasons that we wouldn't be able to have able to learn Nezikin out from Eved Ivri. We wouldn't have been able to learn Eved Ivri out from Nezikin. And so we need, therefore, the drushas. We need a drusha. We need a drusha. And we need these and we need these two drushas because of the chumras and the kulos. Now I would like you to add one and one and get two. I'd like you, this is our third shiur or fourth shiur? Fourth shiur. Okay, I'd like you to think back. In other words, let's take Tosa says that we need two drushas to teach a shavah kesef kekesef. One drusha wouldn't be good enough. We need a drusha. But we need these two drushas. And why need the two drushas? Because we have all sorts of kumros and kulas between Eved Ivri and the Zikim. Is there another way of explaining maybe why you would require two drashot? Something that we already previously learned that would push us to say maybe we need two drashos that shave kesef is kesef. Maybe we even learned it today that we would need two drashos that shave kesef would be kesef. Maybe we even had it on the board. Ah, we have two worlds of kesef. We have a world of kesef piraon, and we have a world of kesef kinyan. Now, let's look at our two makoros. We have a makar of nezikin, and we have a makar of eved ivri. Would that be able to, in any way, help us with what we are talking about over here? That we have two worlds, and that's why maybe we need two drushos. How would you view nezikin? When someone pays barer that nezikin is a piraon, right? Barer that nezikin, you are paying value, right? You broke a window, you have to fix the value. How do we view it when an Eved Ivri pulls himself out of slavery by paying giraon kesef? That may be a machokis between whom and whom? Not necessarily, maybe, I can't say no, but I sent you also to Rishon, that probably you were scratching your head. Why did Rabbi Miller send us here? To a Tosus Rid, who quotes a Rabbeinu Tam. So maybe, in other words, if we're going to learn, then if we can say that Nezikin is Kesef Piraon, and that Eved Ivri is Kesef Kinyan, then wow. Wouldn't that be great? Then we need two drushas. We need a drusha to tell us that in the world of Piraon, Shave Kesef Kesef. We need a drusha to tell us that in the world of Kesef Kinyan, Shave Kesef Kesef. So you should just know that wow, in other words, Chaval Da'avdin, Rav Lichtenstein raised as an option when he taught us Kedushin some 20 years ago. Okay, so in other words, that would, in other words, rather than getting involved in Kulos and Chumros, let's talk about the world of Kesef. And since Kesef Kedushin, right, lends itself, you know, that we would understand, Kesef Kedushin would be learned out from the Kesef Kinyan, not from the Kesef Piraon, because no one would view a woman as value. Okay, and then it would be very, very nice. Okay? The question is that true? So let's look in the Tosfos Rid. What does the Tosfos Rid tell us? So in the Tosfos Rid, I reprinted it on the back of the page from the Bar Ilan. I'm sorry. Okay. From the Bar Ilan, rather than you're having to read little bits and snippets from different places. So we find over there, he says, Kosef B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. Here we're talking, Kone Es Atzom V'Yovel U'Misas Ha'adon. Who are we talking about over here? The Eved Nirtza. Kosef Rabbeinu Tam, the Hodel Otona Kone Es Atzom V'Giraon Kesef. Self called self, the Yovel is a time that we know when it's coming. So, and the Eved Nirtza is going to go out in the Yovel. So maybe he could make a cheshbon and be calling himself with Giron Kesef. Mishum de ain't shayach bo. Kevon de lo nikne bekesef. How did the Eved Nirtza get into his situation? He became an Eved in the first place via Kesef. But how did he get into his situation being a Nirtza? With his ear, right? via his decision. He didn't get, you know, you can get out with Kesef if you got in with Kesef. But if you got in with your ear, you can't get out with Kesef. This is what the Tosfos Rid heard in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. V'chein, nah, Mr. Rabbeinu Tam took it all the way. Hanikne bishtar below Kesef. Let's say an Eved enters into his Amdus without Kesef. Let's say you have a father who wants to give over his daughter to his next-door neighbor as an Amma Ivriya with a shtar, not with kesef. An Amma Ivriya can be created via a shtar. Imachar ha'aves bito bishtar velo kibil kesef lokziv v'hefdo amala mechimegur aspidyona v'yotza v'nafka londa mehosad nikneis bekesef. Now, if you come in with kesef, then you can get out by making a cheshbon of how much is still left. Yotza Ema hai vehefta, mairi kagon she nicknames mishtar, bakesa menon de nicknames, bal korcha, chayne svara, hecha de kibla via kesa megoraz, hecha de lo kibel, maye garea. This was what the Tosis Rit, who was in Italy, heard in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, who was in, where did Rabbeinu Tam live? France, thank you. Who lived in France, right? Bali Atosis generally lived in France. We know that there were Bali Atosis also in Germany. Unfortunately, they were all murdered in the Crusades. There were Bali Atosis who were in England, and they were murdered in England. Right? All Bali Atosis that remained in France, and then, you know, where it's they were expelled from France as well. But in any case, so the Tosis Rid heard in the Rabbeinu Tam the following construct: Ve'eno nir eli. Shemisha nikna bishtar enu megareya pidyano. Since when? Hahachi tanan eved ivri nikna bekesef ubishtar vekones aso b'shanim ubiyovel ubigiro on kesef. It's mashma he goes in two ways. He goes out in three ways, and there's no connection between the going out and the going in. Bal korchan hagiro on kesef akulu koi. Benim nikna bekesef, benim nikna bishtar. The isak adaitach dachta nikna bekesef. So the Mishnah should have said, "Hanikne bekesef, yose bigiron kesef." And since it doesn't say that, it simply says, "Stam bigiron kesef." Shmai minah trevayukoi al nikne bekesef ben nikne bishtar. V'lo miboy al nikne bishtar v'zokaf hamosel memilvesh yose bigiron kesef. Not only if we're dealing with the fact, if we're dealing with payment that's coming as a loan, that we say giron kesef. Afilu hikna ha'aved vitol bishtar b'matana. Lo ratza av l'kabel mimeno domen. The father wanted to do a favor to his neighbor, give her the daughter as an ama without any money. Still this giron kesef. Kevan shezichsa Torah lotzeis b'pityon. Mali machar, mali b'matana. This is a right of the slave to make a cheshbon, how much he is worth, and to pay back the difference. The fact that it's not mentioned in the Mishnah as one of the ways that a nirtza goes out, that's not because he didn't go in the kesef, but that's the knas on the nirtza. He got involved in this with his ear. He can only go out with yovel and misa sa'adon. Nothing doing. He doesn't have this schus. It's a schus of an eved. What over here is the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Tosus Rid as the nature of giron kesef? According to whom is it piro?
If you have to pay back the value of the, if you wasn't bought, I guess according to Rabbeinu Tam, he'd have to be piro because if there's nothing to pay back and he wasn't paid, so how can you pay back a value that's not there?
So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you would view it as piro'on, and there could be no piro'on unless there had previously been a payment, namely that this is a repayment. I am repaying the value. It's a payment of value. I was brought in for 6,000. I worked for 4 years. In other words, I owe 2,000 still of work. Here's the 2,000 that I owe of my work. That's kesef piro, and I'm paying you my value. But if I came in gratis, I came in without money, I just want out, and the Torah says I can get out by paying, what kind of kesef is that? That I can get out with paying even though there was no value attached to my work in the first place? That's kesef kinyan. That's a way of changing my status. The eved can change his status from being an eved to being a free man with kesef. We're changing a personal status with kesef. That's what we call kesef kinyan. So yitachin, that our question, can we set up Tosos as a construct? We have two psukim. Nezikin Neved Ivri, to say Shaveh Kesef Kekesef in our two worlds. Nezikin is the world of Kesef Piron, and Eved Ivri is the world of Kesef Kinyan. That may be totally in the machlokas between whom and whom? Between the Tosus Rid and Rabbeinu Tam. Derech Agav, I sent you to Rashi. How does Rashi learn? Like the Ri, or like Tosus Rid, or like Rabbeinu Tam? What does Rashi say on the, where was it? Ches, right? On Ches, on Yudalad Amid Beis. And Daf Yudalad Amid Beis, Iber Hamaskil Shem Magraat, Shem Magraat Pidyona Midaloksi VeNifta Mashma VeHefda Sha'af HaBa'al Masayeh BePidyona Alma BeKesef Nikne Di'ilo Kenoa BeDomim Mai Migara. Had there not been money in the deal to bring her in, there would never be a possibility of her getting out with money. Whose shita is that? That we link the going out with the going in.
I mean,
only two possibilities. Okay. Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said that if a woman went in with nothing, she can't go out with money. That's what Rashi is saying. Right? The I Alma Bekesef Nikne must be she went in with money. The Ilo Kana'a Bedamim, if he didn't purchase her with value, my Migara. How can she go out by repaying the value, by paying the difference of the value? Okay. In any case, this is an option that I'd like to talk about. Okay. What I'd like to take it is one step further into the Machne Ephraim and into the Reb Chaim that I asked you to look at. So I printed a good part of the Reb Chaim on the page. Didn't all fit in. And I had come to share. Yes?
So according to the Tosos Rei, that means he can get out to Shavakut, that's all he has to pay? Or is there still a...
No. According to they both agree that to get out, you have to pay an amount of money which would be the equivalent of the amount of value that you still haven't given the owner. But the thing is, according to the street, whether he paid it or he didn't pay it. It's irrelevant whether the owner paid that value or not. You can get out, but the moment that you're getting out with a certain amount of money, no matter what it is, without it being necessarily a repayment, that's what we call kesef kinyan. We don't call that kesef bira. Okay, so I'd like to talk about the Machne Ephraim and Reb Chaim. They give similar chilukim, and I'd like you to think about two words. Okay, there is a concept of chov, and there's a concept of chova. Chov, if we're going to translate into English, is a debt. Chova is an obligation. Right? We spoke about mitzvot chiyuviyot. That comes from chova. Chov is a debt owed by one party or another. In other words, you're going to see Machne Ephraim, he deals with two types of payments, and says that these two types of payments are really, even in the world of payment, and we're going to move over to the world of Piram. Even in the world of payment, Yitachen, there are two types of payments. So these two words will help you. Okay, they're not used by the Machne Ephraim, and they're not used by Reb Chaim, but they're used by Reb Chutzi. Okay, so these two words hopefully will help be a helpful hint in terms of distinguishing. Reb Chaim distinguishes between two types of payments, and the Machne Ephraim distinguishes two types of payments. So that will complete the world of Kesef Pira'o. For next time, there's no page of Mar Makomos. Mar Makomos is learn Shas, learn Gemara, Rashi, and Tosos. I'd like to know. It's now I finished all of my introduction. The next sugya that we're going to do is the sugya of Esrog on the bottom of the Beis Amud Beis. In other words, two lines on the bottom of the Beis Amud Beis. So I'd like you to learn. Now learn basically the Gemara. Okay, we learned enough Mishnah. Learn the Gemara from Ha'isha Niknes and certainly get up to Midaita Intro, Midaita Lo. But you can also learn the next section of the Gemara. It's not a difficult Gemara. It's basically more dealing with terminology. And see the Tosfos, Rashi and the Tosfos, and Va'idach Silgmor. As much as you want, you can go through the Rishonim. And we'll read together and be mayor, whatever what it will be mayor on the Gemara and on Rashi and Tosfos. And Bli Neder, a week from today, we'll move over into the Sugya of Esrog. Okay, so basically for next time is the stuff days of Kedushin, whatever is left that we haven't covered. What? Yeah, we're going to come back to the Machne Ephraim.